It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
This week, starring Frank Conniff as Buffalo Bill Cody and Kira Soltanovich as Annie Oakley.
The year is 1896. The place is Elgin, Illinois. On this hot August afternoon, 8,000 residents of the town and surrounding areas have packed Fountain Square in hopes of seeing some of the legends of the Wild West, including the woman now entering her dressing tent.
Are you ready for the show, Annie?
Of course I am. I'm Annie Oakley, little sure shot. Always ready to show folks how a lady shoots.
Doing the over-the-shoulder shot this afternoon?
Of course. May even get the itch to shoot ashes off a cigarette in someone's mouth.
That always gets them.
Yeah, I reckon it does. Too bad people don't get the message that smoking is bad for you. Oh well.
As Annie Oakley prepares for her performance, we now turn our attention to a dark alleyway a few blocks to the south, where a foreboding black time and spaceship suddenly materializes. This is the ship of that corrupt criminal mastermind, Dr. Steve, and his sock-shaped assistant, Fidget.
Here we are, Fidget. Just a few blocks away, Buffalo Bill Cody is presenting his Wild West show, featuring none other than Phoebe Ann Moses. You've never heard of her? Oh, of course you have, though you probably know her by her more well-known name, Annie Oakley. Who is Annie Oakley? Why, she's just only the best woman sharpshooter that ever lived. Well, she could shoot just about anything you asked her to. She could shoot a dime thrown into midair at 90 feet. Oh, she was a legend. Well, just think of how much one of Annie's pistols would fetch on eBay in our own time. Now hurry up and put on your disguise.
Dr. Stephen Fidget are scheming to steal one of Annie Oakley's pistols. Is there anyone who can prevent this maniacal mastermind from achieving his dastardly deed? Hopefully it will be our hero, the world leader in forward thinking, that big brain with the small head, the world's most brilliant scientist, Dr. Floyd.
Where are my pills? Oh, there they are. Wait a minute, what's this? Hey, Dr. Grant!
Yes, Dr. Floyd?
Is this your video dish?
Nope, that's not mine. Where did you find it?
Over here where Mr. Beardy Chin's crate used to be.
Oh, he must have left us a message before we dropped him off. Let's put it in.
Look, it is Mr. Beardy Chin's. What in the heck is all this supposed to mean?
I don't know. Press the subtitles button and see if...
What is that, Chip?
Dr. Floyd, Chip says that we're picking up some strange readings from around the edges of the time and space dream wormholes.
What kind of readings, Chips? Pull it up on the main screen.
Look at that, Dr. Floyd. What are those things moving around the edges of the wormholes?
I'm not sure what they could be. I've never seen anything like it before.
Should I set the computer to try and...
Dagnabbit, Dr. Steve has made a time jump. We'll have to investigate what those are later. Chips, make a time jump to catch up with Dr. Steve.
As our heroes jump through the very fabric of time itself, they have no idea they are being watched by two ominous shadows hovering in the time and space stream.
There they go. They've made another time jump.
Yes, let's go after them.
No, you know what the king said. He said we were only to watch and gather information. The time will come to deal with them soon enough.
You are right. I'll call in the report. His Majesty must be informed.
Who are these two eagle-eyed watchers in the time and space stream? The answer to that question will have to wait, as there are more pressing events occurring in the year 1896, where Annie Oakley has just finished her sharpshooting demonstration.
Let's hear it for Annie Oakley, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, folks. And remember that smoking
is...
Next
up, please welcome veteran members of Captain Thorpe's Battery D, 5th Regiment of the U.S. Artillery.
Ah, that announcer cuts me off every time.
Annie Oakley makes her way back to her tent, and as she does, she encounters two rather scruffy-looking children.
That was awfully good shooting out there, Miss Oakley.
Thank you, hon. You boys enjoy the show? What was that?
Oh, don't pay no mind to him, Miss Oakley. He's got himself a speech impediment. He says he enjoyed the show just fine.
Well, that's good. You boys here with your parents?
Well, no, actually, ma'am. We're orphans. Our mother and father passed on several years ago. An unfortunate accident with a mechanical rice picker. Now we live on the streets and I take care of my brother here.
Yeah.
Why, that is just the saddest story I've heard.
Yes, yes, it is quite a good story. I mean, it is very sad.
I lost my father at an early age, and then my stepfather after that.
Yes, yes, I know. I read about that on the website. I didn't know that. Well, now we just try to find the odd job here and there to earn us a bit of money.
Well, what do you boys know how to do? Maybe I can give you a job tonight so you can earn a little scratch.
Well, that would be most kind, Miss Oakley. We're good at several things. Mending fences, whitewashing fences... shining pistols of legendary sharpshooters?
Well, I ain't got no need for any fences being mended or whitewashed, but I do have a pistol here that needs some shining. Why don't you two boys follow me over to the tent and we'll get y'all set up?
Why, Miss Oakley, ma'am, you are so kind.
Dr. Stephen Fidget, follow Annie Oakley to her tent, while our heroes, Dr. Floyd, his young protege, Dr. Grant, and their faithful robot companion, Chips, land their time and spaceship in the year 1896.
Wow, Dr. Floyd, the town looks pretty empty.
Yeah, you'd think there'd be some people around. What poster?
He means this one. It's for the Buffalo Bill Cody Wild West Show. That must be where everyone is.
And I'm willing to bet that that's where Dr. Steve is. Quick, go into the cargo hold and get a change of clothes for this time period. Chips, you stay with the ship.
In just a few minutes, Dr. Floyd and Dr. Grant are walking up to Fountain Square, where Buffalo Bill Cody's Wild West Show is gearing up for their second show of the day.
Dr. Grant, why did you get us cowboy outfits from that trunk? These aren't really period clothes for a city in 1896.
Well, we are going to a Wild West Show, so I just thought we should dress appropriately. Don't you like my 10-gallon hat?
Yes, it's very nice.
Well, it's not as nice as your 2-pint hat.
Dagnabbit, Dr. Grant!
Hold it right there, you two.
Dr. Floyd and Dr. Grant turn around and come face to face with a tall cowboy with long hair and a goatee.
Golly, you're Buffalo Bill Cody, aren't you?
You're darn right I am. And you two must be the new performers for the holdup of the Deadwood Stagecoach bit.
Well, actually, we are.
Listen, I don't have time to stand around here a-yakking. Get in there and see the horse master about which horses you'll be riding.
But we're not really...
I said get!
As Buffalo Bill Cody reaches for a sidearm, Dr. Floyd and Dr. Grant turn tail and run into the showgrounds. Will they be able to prevent Dr. Steve from swiping one of Annie Oakley's guns? Will Annie Oakley ever realize that the two children she took in are not children at all? And just what are the odds of losing both parents to a mechanical rice picker? Find out next week on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd! Whoa!
Smoking is bad for you.